This is the tomb of the blessed Karl von Habsburg, the last emperor of Austria-Hungary. You can see the Hungarian flag, the Czech flag. Of course, he was against Czech separatism. The Blessed Virgin, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and so on. And then those two skull caps. And look, the Iron Crown of Hungary. Karl the First, a very plain coffin on the catafalque. Images of the Blessed Virgin. And look, inscriptions in Czech. One of them has the word, says, "Oh, for eternal memory, na večnou paměť." So not all Czechs and not all Slovaks wanted independence. And then look at these banners here, the black and yellow, the old Austrian colours. And then Rex Jesus, King Jesus. So the crown of St. Wenceslas, donated by pilgrims from Bohemia, Moravia, and Silesia, as a sign of loyalty to their King and Emperor Charles I. 2022, Wenceslas, King of Poland. So Moravia and Bohemia, that's now Czechia. Silesia, that's southern Poland. And here's an image of him. He died at the age of 35, beatified some years ago, controversial because of atrocities under his orders during the First World War. Serb soldiers hanged despite being prisoners of war. A slow drop, a very cruel, slow suffering, strangulation, the use of poison gas and so on. Admittedly, all sides did that in the First World War. So he came to Madeira in exile, died April Fool's Day, 2022.